Okay, so what we try to do today is really just try to learn one Mishnah together. It may take us a little bit longer than just reading a Mishnah. I'm not sure whether we'll finish the Mishnah. But at least we'll learn together. So I hope everyone got a chance to see Lulu and Marmakamas floating around. Okay, so the Mishnah we're going to try to discuss a little bit today, what we did inside, we'll discuss a little bit outside, is the first Mishnah in the last Parak of Masechet Pesachim, the famous Mishnah, Avir Pesachim Samach Lemincha, Leyachala Mashi Techshach. So the Mishnah tells us, an Erev Pesach late in the afternoon, not clear exactly what time that means, but Erev Pesach, Samach L'mincha, sometime close to the time of Davi Mincha, L'yachal Adam, a person is not permitted to eat. What is this all about? It explains that Chazal concerned that when the person comes to the Seder, they should be good and hungry. Why should they be good and hungry? They should yachal matzah l'teyavon. The person should eat the matzah with a geshmak, with an appetite, should be really, really excited about eating the matzah. Therefore, Midi Rabban, Chazal instituted that a person should be careful not to eat late in the day. If you can eat late in the day, that's going to interfere with your eating matzah l'teyavon. What exactly is this all about? Why is it so important that a person should be eating matzah l'teyavon? So the Poshup shot is that that's a din of hidda mitzvah. That if a person does a mitzvah with an excitement, that's a greater fulfillment of the mitzvah. A person does the mitzvah with a tashvach excitement, that's a lesser mitzvah. The dieved, even if the person is full, he would still be yaitzeh the mitzvah because it's matzah. Unless the person is so stuffed. Let's say a person is mamish so repulsed, they can't eat it. I mean, if he puts a little bit of food in his mouth, his mamish feels he's going to throw up. So that's what's called an achila gasa. So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that if a person reaches such a point of an achila gasa, maybe it's not considered to be an achila altogether. Maybe you wouldn't even be yaitzeh, even be dieved. But that's probably not what we're concerned about. We're not assuming the guy's going to mamish stuff up. There's very little to stuff up on their Pesach. There's very little to stuff on even a week before Pesach. There's nothing left anywhere to eat. So the Chazal probably weren't afraid the guy's going to reach the point of achila gasa, but they were concerned that a person is not going to eat the oven, and that would impact upon the heat of mitzvah shiva. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. So there is a Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph Hilchas Chametz Matzah, where the Rambam presents to us a chiddush about the mitzvah achilas matzah that may lend itself to another interpretation of this concern that the Chacham had. The Rambam, when he presents the mitzvah b'chilas matzah, presents it in a very strange way. The Rambam begins by writing, mitzvah zeseh ben atayra lechol matzah b'loch misha asa ben nisan. There's a mitzvah der ayis that eat matzah on the 15th of Nisan. And the Rambam continues, misha ochel kezayis yotzah. And after a person completes, eats a kezayis of matzah, he's yotzah the mitzvah. What's strange about this formulation? Because the Rambam almost makes it sound like there are two parts to the mitzvah. It is mitzvah zeseh lechol matzah. You have to eat matzah. How much? I'm telling you. There's no limit. There's no amount. You have to eat matzah. And then, by the way, almost at the end of the halacha, almost as an afterthought, Rambam writes, by the way, mishachol kezayis yotzah. What the Rambam should have said is mitzvah zeseh lechol kezayis matzah. If kezayis matzah is the defining feature of how much achil is, we have a halacha Moshe Messina that stam achilus b'kezayis. So if the word achilus is synonymous with kezayis, and the Rambam was presenting that halacha, he should have started off by saying, mitzvah zeseh lechol kezayis matzah, lechol mishal sereis. So what's pshat in mitzvah zeseh lechol matzah? Now, by the way, so we have to put mishachol kezayis. So the Netziv suggests that maybe what the Rambam is driving at is as follows, that the Torah says be'erev tochel matzah. So the mitzvah is really to eat as much matzah as you can. The more you eat, the merrier. More than kezayis, 5 kezayis, 20. The more I eat, more that's considered to be an extension of the mitzvah achilas. That's all considered to be a greater key of the erev tochel matzah. Quantitatively, the more matzah eat, the better. Elawat yeshir b'dover. There is a certain amount where if a person didn't eat that amount, then he didn't eat matzah altogether. Then he was mevatel the mitzvah. At what point do you say that I ate so little that I wasn't even yotzeh the mitzvah, even in its bare bone minimum? Mishachol kezayis yotzeh. So that's what the halacha Moshe Messina qualifies and says. If it's less than a kezayis, that's mamash nothing. If it's more than a kezayis, then I can't say it's mevatel the mitzvah. It's yotzeh the mitzvah as long as I ate a kezayis. But the more the merrier, the more I eat, the better it is. So according to this understanding of the Netziv B'das Rambam, when the Torah says be'erev tochel matzah, it means to try to eat as much as you can. So then I understand fully well what Chazal was concerned that if a guy's going to stuff up an Erev Pesach eating other kind of stuff, so I'm going to sit down for the Seder, he'll be able to eat a kezayis, so he'll be yotzei the mitzvah, but he won't be yotzei the lechem chila eating more matzah. So that's what Chazal was worried about. So it wasn't so much that they were concerned about that kezayis they eat is not going to be the oven. What they were concerned about is that you're going to just barely suffice yourself with the kezayis, which is not really right. The chachilah should try to eat more than the kezayis as well. So where do you go with the Siluk Pshat in the Gemara? Where do you go with the Paps? The Balak Pshat in the Gemara. At the end of the day, there is a din with the Rabbanan that appears in Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim that lo yachal adam hashidechshik. You're not supposed to eat late in the afternoon. What's considered to be late in the afternoon? So the Gemara, Mishnah says Samach leMincha. What time is Samach leMincha? Where has a Shaila that the word Mincha sometimes means Mincha Gedoyla, sometimes means Mincha Ktana. We spoke a little bit about this yesterday, that the days of the Beis HaMikdash, so the earliest time that they would normally bring the Korban Tamar Shevein Arbayim was 6.5 hours into the day, half hour after Chatzais. But that wasn't the common practice. Most of the time they didn't bring the Korban Tamar until much, much later in the day. Why did they wait? Because there's a din that after you bring the Korban Tamar, so the Beis HaMikdash is closed. You're not allowed to bring any more private kabbanos after the Korban Tamid is brought. What about kabbanos tzibur? But kabbanos yachid are not allowed to be brought after the Korban Tamid Shemin Arbaim is completed. So Chazal didn't want the days of the Beis HaMikdash that we should bring the Korban Tamid at 12:30 in the afternoon, and then all the late comers, the guys who missed davening shachris, the guys who spatzir in 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon to bring their kabbanos, when it's time to go home, it's too late. So therefore, they would delay the bringing of the Korban Tamid until later in the day. So on a normal day, they would offer the Korban Tamid 3 hours later. That's what's called Mincha Ktana. So it's because of these two different times of Mincha. There's the earliest man of Mincha, that's the earliest possible time to bring it. And then there's Mincha Ktana, which is the practical time when they really did bring the Korban Shebein Arbayim in the Beis HaMikdash. That's where there's Machlekes and Rishon, and where are we supposed to daven Mincha? So we daven Mincha corresponding to the Korban HaTamid. So should we pick the time of daven Mincha at the earliest possible time of bringing the Korban Tamid? Or should we daven Mincha from the earliest practical time when they really did, honest to goodness, really did offer the Korban Tamid? So there are some Rishon who say that L'chatchili, you should wait to daven Mincha till later in the day. You shouldn't daven Mincha before Mincha Ketana, because we want to reminisce what they actually did in the basement. Which really evident if you daven Mincha after Mincha Gedolah, you would be Yaitz, according to everybody. But L'chatchili, some Rishon say you should wait. Another Rishon say, no, it's not true. That concern of waiting only existed by the Korban Tamid. It doesn't exist by davening. We're not going to bring Kabbanos after Mincha anyway today. So the whole model of Kabbanos doesn't carry over. So when Chazal instituted Zman Mincha, they instituted Tfilas Mincha Keneged the earliest possible time. And the earliest possible time is Mincha Gedolah. That's what that minig is. That's what most of us daven Mincha Gedolah. Very often we daven Mincha 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right after the Zman. And we know most of us are not machped to wait until Mincha Ketana. So the minig Yisrael today is to follow those group of Rishon. The Mincha Gedolah is perfectly acceptable, even the Chachila. When the Mishnah says, L'yachal adam ha'shetechshach, it says, Samach l'mincha, L'yachal adam ha'shetechshach, Samach to which mincha we're talking about? Are we talking about before Mincha Gedolah? We're talking about before Mincha Ketana. So that's a suffix in the Gemara, and the Gemara concludes that it means the later of the two, that it means Samach l'mincha Ketana, and therefore one is allowed to eat in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, until you reach Samach, it's a half hour, the Gemara says. Until you reach a half hour before Mincha Ketana, one is permitted to eat. So once the Zman comes, if Samach Mikhtana, so Midrabana, one's not allowed to eat, for whatever the reasons that we said before, what exactly is one not allowed to eat? So Taisus finds themselves in a checkmate. They're not sure what was on the menu that you were theoretically allowed to eat, Chazal said you can't eat. So what are the possibilities? So Taisus goes through the possible menus that we could serve at 5 o'clock in the afternoon in Erev Pesach. Obviously, we're not talking about Chametz. Chametz has been long, sir. The Mishnayos tell us back in the first parak that after 4 hours in the day already, you can't eat chametz anymore. Min HaTorah, according to most, you can't eat chametz after chatzos. Min HaRabbanan, you can't eat chametz already 2 hours before that. So no one's eating chametz at 5 o'clock in the afternoon or Pesach. So that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is clearly not talking about matzah either, because the halacha is that one is not allowed to eat matzah in Erev Pesach. The Yerushalmi says explicitly that there's a prohibition, Pasha says midrabbanan, most Yerushalmi says midrabbanan, there's a prohibition midrabbanan to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Many people have a minhag to eat matzah, not to eat matzah a little bit earlier. Many people refrain from eating matzah from Mishnah Mishnis and simply from Purim. Those are all minhagim. The real din is only an Erev Pesach. The Pesach makes a cheshbon and says, so what is the Mishnah talking about? It's not talking about chametz. That's also ready min haTorah in the morning. It's not talking about matzah, because matzah... Okay, new recorder. Okay, we'll finish it. Okay. Unless we get started. Finish this. Matzah is off limits anyway the entire day. So what's left? Everything is either chametz and matzah. Everything's chametz and matzah. There's so many other things in the middle. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to nash other things in the middle. We call mine tagima. Mine tagima, all kind of other kinds of foods. They're not chametz, they're not matzah. Fruit, nasher rye, potato chips, chocolate, things like that. So you're allowed to eat those kinds of things the entire day. So what is the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah says, there's nothing there. There's nothing that the Mishnah could possibly be discussing. So Taisus comes up with the following theory in the name of Rabbein Adam. What the Mishnah is talking about must be matzah ashira. It must be what we colloquially call today egg matzah. Egg matzah doesn't necessarily have to do with eggs. What egg matzah, quote unquote, means is that rather than mix the flour with water, you mix the flour with some kind of a fruit juice. Most of the egg matzahs that we have today are actually apple juice matzahs. Just it sounds better to call them egg matzahs than the apple juice matzahs. Some of them are made with white grape juice, so they're white grape juice matzahs, but they're all considered to be matzah shira. So Taisa says, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. You're not allowed to eat matzah shira at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Why can't you eat matzah shira at 5 o'clock in the afternoon? It's because that's the reason of, we want to make sure that you eat the matzah that you have. We don't want to stuff you up on other kinds of food. So why did Taisa feel comfortable? Why did Rabbi Natan comfortable describing that matzah shira is that type of food that the Mishnah is talking about? So Ben Tam explains that even though matzah shira is kind of like matzah, you couldn't be yotzei at the seder with it. It's not called lechem oin with it. The Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim that in order to be yotzei at the seder, it has to be flour and water. If it's flour and other juices, so that's not considered to be lechem oin. The Torah says matzah has to be lechem oin. That's too fancy, that's too exotic. It has to be plain, simple flour and water. So you wouldn't be able to be yotzei the mitzvah of erev tach lematzah with matzah shira anyway. So Ben Tam is a chiddush. Ben Tam says that any kind of matzah that you couldn't be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with, so there's no prohibition of eating an erev Pesach. The whole issue of eating erev Pesach in the morning, eating matzah, is that we want to, so you should come to the Seder, this should be the first matzah that you're eating of the season. If you eat matzah all day and then you eat matzah by the Seder, so that takes away from the mitzvah. But what if it's a type of matzah that you couldn't be yotzei with the Seder anyway? Because it's matzah shira. So Rabbi Natan says, then it's fine, then it's not a problem. So that's what Taisus Kli said. Rabbi Natan's practice was that he would eat for breakfast this Monday morning. He would have for breakfast a piece of a matzah shira with some matzah cheese. They don't say cream cheese. Then for lunch, he would have some matzah shira with some tuna fish on it. And then by 3 o'clock, he'd have a little snack, and then some for mincha. So he would stop eating his matzah shira. And that's what the Mishnah means. You should stop, you should refrain from eating matzah shira late in the day. This is all assuming that the matzah shira is not chametz. Why would we think it's chametz? If you baked it right away, it did not become chametz. So that's the sugya in the second barak of Pesachim. The Gemara tells us that meiteres einam machmitzim, that if you take flour and apple juice, flour and other juices, and you mix them together and you bake it, so ein machmitzim, it's never going to become chametz. Even if it sits forever and ever, it's never going to become chametz. It sounds like that's a great thing to have. You don't have to be careful, even take flour, mix it with apple juice, go learn the yogurt for an hour, and come back and put it into the oven. What could possibly go wrong? So that's what the Gemara says. Prepare some machmitzim. So the Tam shows you from the Gemara that that's only true if it's pure apple juice and pure flour. But if you put a little bit of water into it, so then it can become chametz, and it can potentially become chametz even faster than regular chametz. How that works scientifically, I can't tell you. Rabbi Natan says that if you mix apple juice and water and flour, so then you have to bake it up even faster than usual. So because of that understanding of Rabbi Natan, for other reasons as well, there are more quotes that Ashkenazi communities have a custom. We don't eat matzah shira anymore. The whole week of Pesach, we would refrain from eating matzah shira because it's too risky to bake matzah shira. Regular flour and water, we know we have 18 minutes. The Mishnah says, the Gemara says, you have a shira nil. So as long as it's finished up before 18 minutes, you have nothing to worry about. But when it comes to apple juice, so even if it's mamish pure apple juice, or pure grape juice, or pure milk, or pure oil, whatever other liquids the Gemara speaks about. So if it's 100% pure, and there's no other liquids mixed into it, so then fine. So then we could theoretically make those kinds of matzahs. But it's very hard for us to know. So therefore, there are more rights. We have a custom in Ashkenazi communities to refrain from all the matzah shiras the entire week of Pesach. Since it's only a minute, it's not a din. So therefore, there are more rights that if a person is older, babies, or other people who have difficulty digesting regular matzahs, so then they can rely on the ikla din as long as the matzah is. When we baked it, we were very careful that it's only apple juice and flour. So they don't have to be concerned that maybe some water got in. As long as we're very, very careful, that would be okay. That wouldn't be included in the menu. That's the basis for our practice today, that we don't eat matzah shira products. We have to be very careful. A lot of kosher basic products are matzah shira. You just look on the back, so it says, this is only for people who are sick or old, etc. It used to be years ago, when we were younger, so they would bake all these matzah shira products, all these eggs, matzah kinds of products, and then they would write a little line in Yiddish on the back of the box. It would say, in Yiddish it would say, Ayin kitzah shulchan aruch, simen, 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 about these matzahs. So if anyone would bother to open up the kitzah shulchan aruch, it would say, you know, I'll eat these matzahs on Pesach, because we have a minig not to eat it. So then, in later years, they became a little bit more honest, so they started to write in English. They wrote, look at the code of Jewish law. Most people are not walking around when they're shopping for Pesach with a code of Jewish law in their back pocket. But the kids shulchan aruch looking it up. So people would buy them, and then they didn't know otherwise. So now most of the products they on them According to Ashkenazi tradition, these foods are only eaten by the older something like that. Anyway, so lechatchila we wouldn't eat these things anyway. So Rabbeinu Tam, either Rabbeinu Tam didn't have that practice, didn't have that minute, or Rabbeinu Tam was before the Ramah, or maybe the Rabbeinu Tam's minute was not to eat those things on Pesach. Maybe at Erev Pesach he felt we don't have to be samachmi. Maybe Erev Pesach we can eat matzah shira. So whatever the reason is, Rabbeinu Tam Lamais used to eat matzah shira in Erev Pesach. We don't do that anymore. Our meaning is we don't need a matzah shira in Erev Pesach anymore. But Rabbeinu Tam was knowing l'hakel, and Rabbeinu Tam said that's pshat in the Mishnah. What about those who disagree with Rabbeinu Tam? Isn't there any other pshat in the Mishnah? The whole Mishnah is talking about v'yachol adam asher techshech, is talking about matzah shira. It's the whole Mishnah. Hakol mikol kol. But the Rambam doesn't seem to say that. The Rambam holds that even though the Gemara says that you're allowed to eat late in the afternoon, nash, you can have fruit and chocolate, chips, etc. But the Rambam says it's only dvar muatim. You can take a bite, you can take a piece of chocolate, take a little bit of a fruit, take a little bit of a potato chips, a little marshmallow here and there. But if a guy sits down and has 16 marshmallows and 6 bars of chocolate and 14 apples, so then he's probably not going to be able to eat too much at the Seder. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling you, don't fill up on Chazarai, don't, like your mother screaming, don't fill up on the garbage on Erev Pesach. Even though it's true, you can take a little nash here and there, but don't have so much. If you have 6 bags of potato chips and 15 macaroons, for those who know what macaroons are, so you're not going to be hungry at the Seder. So the Mishnah is not talking about matzah shira, says the Rambam. The Mishnah is talking about other kinds of snack foods. So when all the dust settles, you're not allowed to eat a lot in the afternoon of Pesach. But again, it's only midrabanan, and the reason why Chazal instituted it is either to give you a hidden mitzvah when you eat that first kezayis, you eat it to give you shmach with the ta'ava, or like the mitzvah, das Rambam maybe, that to encourage you to eat more matzah because the more you eat, the greater kiyum hamitzvah is, and sort of quantitatively, not just qualitatively at first kezayis, but the more you eat, the better it will be. Fine, so that's the background in terms of the beginning of this Mishnah. So the Mishnah says a very strange phrase, until it gets dark. I didn't know the Pesach starts at night. I don't know the Seder starts at night. So obviously, until it's time to go to the Seder. So why does the Mishnah give such a modern phrase, Ashetechshach? Of course, it starts when it gets dark. So Tosfos has a comment on that, the Gemara that Tzadik has. Tosfos has a big chiddush as follows. Tosfos writes that what the Mishnah is coming to tell me is that you cannot begin, you cannot eat your matzah, you cannot drink your alcohol, you can't start the Seder until it mamish gets dark. Why would we want to thought otherwise? Because we know there is a halacha called Tosefer Shabbos V'Yontif. According to many Mishnah, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to actually be Mekabel Shabbos and Yontif be Be'od Yom. You're supposed to start Shabbos and Yontif a little bit earlier. In Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tesla, and Tzedaf Pesukim. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that a person can even make Kiddush B'Yod Yom. A person starts Shabbos, let's say in the summertime, a lot of people start Shabbos early. So you can make Shabbos early, you daven Ma'ariv early, you make Shabbos early, you say Kiddush early. So Tosfos writes, if you're making Kiddush early, you can have your Suda early as well. What's the problem? What's the difference? By daven Ma'ariv, you make Kiddush, you can have the Suda, everything's Gevaldik. On a regular Friday night, I'm eating my Suda now before it gets dark. The sun is still shining. You have to communicate daven at the second minute, and that's okay. I can make Kiddush, I can be Yaitzim. So Tosfos writes, that's true by Shabbos, that is true by Yom Tov also. Why can't I start Yom Tov early? Mekabel Yom Tov early, and I have to see the Rebbe Yod Yom. But says Tosfos, that's what the Mishnah is coming to say. On Pesach night, Pesach night is different. Pesach night has to be Mamish Achetechshach. You can't eat your matzah until it's Mamish dark. So why is it different? Why is it that a regular Shabbos, regular Yom Tov, you can eat the Suda Mibiyad Yom, whereas on Pesach night you can't eat the Mibiyad Yom? So Reb Chaim explains, the Taisa is a little bit vague, but Reb Chaim explains what's going on. And so Reb Chaim explains in his Kedushin on the Shas that the Taisa is driving at as follows, that there are two different halachas. There's one halacha called Kedushas Hayom, and then there's another halacha called Laila of Tesvav, Leil Tesvav Nisan. The Mechayev of Suda Shabbos is Kedushas Hayoyim. It's not Friday night that's a Mechayev. You don't have to eat Suda Shabbos Balayla. The din is, whenever the time has a Kedushas Shabbos is a Mechayev of Gibel Sudas. It's like Yisim Yishan, the Raisa, the Rabbanan. But Kedushas Shabbos is a Mechayev of Gibel Sudas. Well, Kedushas Yontif is a Mechayev, we assume, of Bay Sudas. You have to eat one Suda by night, one Suda in the daytime. But it's not a din of eating Leil HaYontif. It's a din of having Bay Sudas by Yontif. When it comes to Pesach night, the mechayev of eating matzah is not the kedushas chag matzahs. The mechayev of eating matzah is leil tesvav v'nisan. How do I know? Says Reb Chaim. Let's say a guy decides he doesn't want to stay up for the Seder. He'll eat the matzah tomorrow. So tomorrow is the same Kedushas Hayoyim as today. So let's say if a person doesn't feel well Friday night, doesn't want to eat the Suda Friday night, so we should eat three meals on Shabbos. They should eat in the Ramon. You have the Shabbos, that'd be an eat Friday night for whatever reason. You have Gimel Sukkos on Shabbos. Why? Because fundamentally, there's no difference between eating a Friday night meal and eating a Shabbos morning meal. Because the Mechayev is Gimel Sukkos, the Kedushas Shabbos. So Friday night and Shabbos morning is the same Kedushas Shabbos. But if a person didn't eat matzah Pesach night, you gain nothing by eating the other day. It's Yom, you have to wash a bench for Yom anyway. But in terms of the Erev Tachlum Matzah, it's absolutely a waste of time to eat matzah on the first day of Pesach. It's the same as eating today. It's not Chag HaMatzahs. I'm sorry, it's not Leil Chag HaMatzahs. It's not Leil of Tezva of Nisan. So the Chaim explains that when a person is Makabel Shabbos, Makabel Yom Tov early, what that means is you can endow the time with Kedushas Yom Tov, with Kedushas Shabbos. So I can take Friday afternoon, and there's a thing called turn Friday night into Shabbos. So the Reb Chaim says turn Friday afternoon into Shabbos. So you can turn Friday afternoon into Shabbos. That's what the mitzvah Tosefta Shabbos is. But it can endow a time with Kedushas Shabbos, with Kedushas Yom Tov. But that's not enough for Achilas Matzah. Achilas Matzah, Kedushas Yom Tov is not enough. Haraya, it can't be Yaitei tomorrow. So for the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, you require Leil Tezvav Nisan. So Kozman, it's not Leil Tezvav Nisan. What defines Leil Tezvav Nisan? When you look outside and the stars are out. That's cool. Ashitechshach. That's what the Torah means when it says Be'erev Teich L'Matzes. It has to be not Kedushas Chag HaMatzes. It has to be Be'erev Teich L'Matzes. It has to be a time where astronomically it's dark outside. That's what the Mishnah means. Le'yechal Adam Ashitechshach. So Taisus writes that you can only begin Shabbos early, Yom Tov early, but you can't begin Pesach early. So Taisus presents it as if the only Yom Tov under the sun that you can't apply to, the only Yom Tov you can't begin Mivyad Yom. So Tosfos writes, it's only Pesach. All of the Yom Tov we have no problems with. So later, other Rishayim and then later Poskim start to chisel away at the different Yom Tovim, each one with a different reason why we hesitate to start any of the Yom Tov early in effect. So even though Tosfos only speaks about Pesach, the Tosfos is in Pesachim, so they only talk about Pesach. So the Ramon Hilchos Sukkah quotes that we have a practice not to begin Sukkos early either. We wouldn't eat the Suda on Sukkos Mivyad Yom. Why is that? Because the Gemara says in Sukkah Dal Chav Zayin, then how do you know you have to eat in the Sukkah the first night? The rest of the week of Sukkos, if you're hungry, eat in the Sukkah. If you're not hungry, you don't eat at all. The Sukkos Teishu Shabbos Yom means that Kederech Dira, just as Dira, just as when I live, sometimes I eat, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I skip a meal here and there. Nothing wrong with skipping a meal. So the Gemara says that if a person chooses not to eat in the Sukkah on the third day Chol HaMoed because he's not hungry, so then there's nothing wrong with that. But the first night of Sukkah, you're free from the Torah to eat. How do you know that? Because we have a Gzeirah Shava, Chamish Asa, Chamish Asa. Gzeirah Shava is a halacha Moshe Mesinai. So the Baruch Shalom transmitted to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai that the first night of Sukkot is different from the rest of the week. The first night of Sukkot is patterned after Pesach. Just as Pesach, you don't have an option the first night. You have to eat. After Chamatz is a Chi of Gomer. So to the first night of Sukkot is a Chi of Gomer. So the Ramah writes in the Sukkah that on the first night of Sukkot you can't eat Mibiyad Yom either. Why? Because the whole Mechayiv of eating the Sukkah is derived from Pesach. So just as Pesach is a din of Be'erev, Shetechshach, Tzitzes Kechavim, so to on Sukkot night is a din of Be'erev as well. Then the Ramah adds on also, you shouldn't eat Mibiyad Yom. You shouldn't fill up a Nash on Erev Sukkot for the same reason. The same way that the Mishnah says you have to eat the matzah at the oven, you have to eat the sukkah at the oven. So the Ramah understood that all the dinim of Pesach mamish carry over to Sukkot. So Tosfos didn't talk about Sukkos. Tosfos was only talking about Pesach. There are more added on Sukkos to the mix. Then there's a Maharshal that says that on Shmini Atzeres, so you shouldn't eat the meal Shmini Atzeres Mibiyad Yom. You shouldn't be Mekabel Yom Tov early and start the meal Mibiyad Yom. Why is that? So the Maharshal lived in Chutz Laaretz. So in Chutz Laaretz, the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah that you have to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres because it's Yom Tov Sheni. The same way that we always observe Yom Tov Sheni, both for Yisurim and for Mitzvahs. So when it comes Shmini Atzeres, it's still a Sofik, whether it's still Hoshana Rabbah. So maybe it's the seventh day of Sukkah still, maybe and maybe not. So you have to play it safe on both counts. So we can't do Malacha, we have to observe it like Yom Tov, with the Shmini Atzeres. And then we have to also be concerned that lest it's still Hoshana Rabbah, so we're still Mechuyev to eat in the Sukkah. This man of Chazal that was a real Sufik, because the real Tach didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. This man said, we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. We know that Rosh Chodesh Nisan was last Tuesday. So we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. We know exactly when Pesach is going to be. In our Torah, we have no Sufik anymore. But the Rabbanan, the Gemara says in Masechet Beit, so the Chazal instituted that just as in the old days they used to observe Yom Tov She'ini, then it was a real suffix. It's manazeh, even though there's no real suffix anymore, we're mechuyev with the rabbanim to observe Yom Tov She'ini, the whole tokfa. That's why we observe Yom Tov She'ini today. We make brachas, we daven, we make the whole, and make believe that it's a Yom Tov. Because that was what the takanas achamim was. We zog v'negev v'seichem. The Gemara says in Beitza, even though a lot of the reasons, the basic background of the reason, doesn't really apply to this manazeh, the real concern isn't really present with this manazeh. The Gemara already knew that. Some people think they discovered America. Some people come up with this great idea. Oh, wow, Rabbi, I don't think Yom Tov She'ini applies anymore. So maybe the whole thing doesn't apply. So 1,700 years ago already, the Gemara realized that. And the Gemara said they sent the Shail, the Chachmei Bavel, sent the Shail to the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. What do we do? And the response of the Chachmei Yisrael was, Yizar b'negev v'seichem, that you should continue what you were doing. And the Ran, at least the Ran, the Sechus Sefer writes that it was a real formal Techonis HaChomim, and the Rabbanah, that you have to observe Yom Tov She'ini, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore. So we still have Yom Tov She'ini. So the Gemara says in Masechah Sukkah that Yom Tov She'ini applies not just for Yisurim from Malach, it applies for mitzvahs also. That's why we eat matzah on the second night. That's what we do every year. All the mitzvahs ayom, we do the second night around. So the same is true for the mitzvah of Sukkah. The mitzvah of Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov She'ini of Hoshana Rabbah. So therefore Chazal instituted that you have to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz. And that's all, you're not allowed to eat in the Sukkah. Unless if you're a Ben Chutz Laaretz, that's a complicated child. But if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat the Sukkah. That would be Baal Tosif. But for a Ben Chutz Laaretz, Ben Chutz Laaretz, you're mechuyev min d'rabbanan to eat in the Sukkah. And then the Gemara just says that you can't make a bracha because it's a stira to Shmini Atzeres. You're going to make Kiddush. You're going to say Yom Shmini Atzeres and then you're going to play Leishav HaSukkah. It's a tata the Sasrei. So therefore, this was the one case of Yom Tov She'ini where Chazal instituted to do the mitzvahs without making a bracha. All the other Yom Tov She'ini, all the other mitzvahs that we do in Yom Tov She'ini, we always make brachas. When our wives bench left on second night Yom Tov, they make brachas. When we eat matzah, the second Seder, we make a bracha. We eat more, we make a bracha. Everything we do, we always make brachas in Yom Tov She'ini. We say halal and achra and Yom Tov, we make bracha. We always make brachas in Yom Tov She'ini. The reason why we make brachas in Yom Tov She'ini, the Gemara says, is even though it was originally only a safek, is Mishum Zilzal Yom Tov She'ini. The Gemara says, Masechta Shabbos, that if Chazal would have told us to make a second Seder and not eat matzah, what would have happened? So we wouldn't, after a few years, we would have given up on the whole second Seder. I'm sorry, and not make a bracha. I'm sorry. Chazal would have said, make a Seder and eat matzah and don't make brachas. So all the balabatim would have caught on and would have realized this is a big joke. The rabbis don't really mean it. And there are no brachas anyway, so we're going to stop doing it. And then everyone would have done malacha and yantav, and how do we have today? So the Chazal were concerned that Mishum Zilzal Yantav She'ini, so they were very, very concerned that they wanted to keep it as intact, as perfect replicas of Yantav Rishon as possible. So they took the second Seder very seriously, and they took the lech benching very seriously, and the challah very seriously. We don't want anyone to think there's any real difference between the two. In Lomdus, we know the difference. The Yeshiva Bachem know the difference. One's the Reis, one's the Rabbanim. But the Balabat, you don't have to know the exact difference. It's all the same. The minds of the Balabat, everything is all the same. So the Gemara says that the only time they had a problem with this was on the Yom Tov She'ini of Hoshana Rabbah, because on the Yom Tov She'ini of Hoshana Rabbah, Chazal's hands were tied. We can't make a bracha leishiv b'suk. That'll be a stira to Shmini Atzeres. It's a bizayin hayom, it's a zilzul of the Yom Tov Deraisa. So never Chazal said hilchas aveisav yisurim bruchel b'brachidim with a krecht. Chazal instituted that you sit in the sukkah but you don't make a bracha. So what happened? So the same way the Gemara says in Shabbos, any time you have a Yom Tov She'ini and you don't make brachas, what happens? If the time, what happens? People start to take it lightly. That's exactly what happens. So Yom Tov She'ini and Hoshana Rabbah start to take them lightly. So all of a sudden we find these strange minhagim that started to exist hundreds of years ago. Well, now we don't really eat in the sukkah anymore on Shmini Atzeres. So all the Rishonim said, what? Where'd that come from? The Gemara says, b'feirush, hukhs aveis v'sinu l'machul v'chinu. So all these very, very difficult practices started. They only eat the night, during the day, they do eat, they don't eat. Every different possibility. So the Rishonim were right. That's not right. None of the practices are right. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. That the Yom Tov She'ini and Chutz Laaretz of Shmini Atzeres, i.e. on Yom Tov She'ini Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, you have to eat in the sukkah. We don't make a bracha. So you see, it's exactly what happens. That as soon as you stop making brachas, that's what happens. Then the zilzul kicks in. So Chazal got it right on target. They were stuck. What can you do? So there are some who have more libetzchus to that minig of not eating Shmini Atzeres. I just gave you the Shulchan Aruch side of the version. I gave you the regular version, and then there are others who give you a little bit of a different version. We're not going to give that. That's not this time. Why should I make you feel guilty?
Do we treat speakers on Yom Tov She'ini like a suffix deraisa?
In terms of what? Means you have a suffix whether I shook lulav on the second day or something. So there's a Tzimugadim that says not. Tzimugadim says that even in Rosh Hashanah, Tzimugadim writes if you can't remember whether you blew shofar in Rosh Hashanah on the second day, you don't blow again. So That's a chiddush. That's a big chiddush. But again, those are like the ones in a blue moon shaila, so maybe those wouldn't create such a zilzal. It's a chiddush. Usually we don't treat like malachas in Yom Tov Sheni. We don't say, well, all malachas in Yom Tov Sheni is only derabanan, so therefore it's like a shvus to shvus with machamid. We don't do that. We wouldn't say all the merely outcomes are all mutter because they're derabanan anyway. We don't look at Yom Tov Sheni like that. We really make believe that it has all the chumras of deraisis, notwithstanding that being money. I don't know if everyone agrees that. Okay, anyway, getting back to the story. So, what are we talking about? I forgot, I remember what we were up to. Marshal, right, it's old Marshal. So the Marshal says that if you're in Chutz Laaretz now, on Hoshana Rabbah night, going into Shmini Atzeres, the guy wants to be Mekabel Yom Tov early. Well, he wants to go to sleep early. He wants to be wide awake tomorrow night for Akafis. He's going to go to sleep late. He wants to go to sleep early tonight. So he wants to be Mekabel Yom Tov, maybe Yad Yom, 6 o'clock. Shki is not for another hour. And I'll sit and have his meal. Where is he going to have his meal? Is he going to have his meal in the sukkah? Of course he's going to have a meal in the sukkah. It's either the seventh day or Sfeik the Yom. About he's going to eat a meal in the sukkah. Mashal says, is he going to make a bracha not? So they did. Is he going to make a bracha? So the Mashal says he's in a pickle. Because to make a bracha, he was already mekabel, already davened Meir for Shmini Atzeres, being kiddush for Shmini Atzeres. How's he going to make a bracha? On the other hand, to sit in the sukkah without a bracha, he's mechuyav min haTorah to eat in the sukkah, and really sukkah dictates to make a bracha. So the guy's mamish in a stock. So since he's stuck, he wouldn't know what to do. He can't eat with a bracha, he can't eat without a bracha. So Mashal says, you know what, it's better you should wait till it's vade dark, till it's mamash min haTorah, and then you can enjoy a meal, albeit without a bracha. So the Taz in Hilchos Sukkah quotes this Mashal, and he says he doesn't know, because of tainus on Klai, so he doesn't know why the Mashal said you can't, you have to fast. Nobody's fasting. The guy's been eating for a whole week of Sukkah. The guy said 10 pounds, he got plenty to lose. But the Taz says, because of tainus on Klai, so b'chinam. The Taz says that you should be mekabel Yom Tov, and then you have to make a brach anymore and finish. It's ready, Shmini Atzeres. For you, it's Shmini Atzeres already. Don't make a brach. He doesn't understand this chumri. But l'maisa, this chumri has become popular in our communities. And that's what our practice is, that on Shmini Atzeres, we don't eat until late. Because usually the rabbi speaks for a few minutes after Mincha and Shmini Atzeres to delay things, that we don't start the Yom Tov meal until late. So again, Taisus and Psachim didn't say anything like this. Taisus and Psachim writes that when it comes to Pesach night, you can't start the Seder early because we're after Chumatzis. Taisus is lashing us all of the Shabbosos, all of the Yom Tov, everything is gevaldik. So the Ramot chiseled away at the first night of Sukkot because of Gezeirah Shav of Lamatzah. The Marshal chiseled away at Shmini Atzeres because of the Bracha Leshi B'Sukkah issue. Then the Taz and the Magen Avraham, Hilchos Shavuos, right, that we have a minig not to have the Suda, not to begin, not even to have a Meir, most of us have, on Shavuos until it gets dark. Why is that? Because Shvi'as Oim has to be Tzimimus, has to be complete. So Tzimimus means if you end Svira before Svira is over, that's a Chisaron Tzimimus. So that's a Chumra B'Yam, that's a Chumra from the days of the Acharonim. The Gemara doesn't have anything like that. The Gemara says in Menachos that the word Tzimimus means that each and every day of Svira, you have to count Balayla. You're supposed to count Svira at night. If you count 4 o'clock in the afternoon for that day, so then you miss the first 22 hours of the day. So that's not a Yom Tamim. So therefore you have to count Dafka Balayla. Is machlekes to be sharing whether that's ma'akib b'diyah. Some Mishnayim say that if you don't count tonight, you're mamish not yet. Say another, say no. That din of tumim says on chadchila. And everybody agrees that you're supposed to have a yom tamim in the count. Taisus in Menachos of Samach Vav quotes the possibility that in order to fulfill tumimus really properly, you should daven at the earliest minute possible every night of Sfira. You should always count Sfira at the very, very beginning of the night. If you have an option of davening at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, you should daven at 9 o'clock minyan. So most of us don't follow that practice. Most of us assume that as long as it's called Balayla, that's also good. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that Taisus. We assume that as long as it's Balayla, that's considered to be Yom Tamim, even Lechet Chila. So the Acharonim had a Chiddush Gadol that Tmimus doesn't only refer to each day, but Tmimus refers to the entire count, and if you end the count a little bit too early, so that impacts on the entire count, and that's called the Chisaron of Tmimus. So the Taz Nevin of Rome quote this Minhag Yisrael, the Ashkenazi community. I think a lot of Sephardic communities don't have this, but the Ashkenazi communities, they have this custom not to daven Ma'ariv early on Shavuos night. It shouldn't detract from the Tmimus. So Tosfos clearly didn't have this minhag, because Balei Tosfos right, it's only true by Pesach, by other Yom Tov, Tosfos writes, it's okay. So far, Tosfos knocked out starting to say it early, and the Ramon knocked out starting Sukkot early, and the Mashal knocked out starting Shmini Atzeres early, and now the Taz Nevin of Rome just knocked out starting Shavuos early. But then the Maharil knocks out making Rosh Hashanah early. Why? Because the Maharil says, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Hadin. So when a person has a judgment, you don't run to be 6 hours early. The kosher there, Like a real yak, it doesn't come late, doesn't come early, but you come on time. You don't want to show your excitement to be in court. So you come in court when you're supposed to be there. You don't come an hour and a half early. So the Maril says that if a guy makes Rosh Hashanah early, it shows that he doesn't really believe this is such a Yom Hadin. It shows that he's just excited to have his apple and honey and his pomegranates and his fish heads. It doesn't show that he really takes the day seriously. So not to come late to Rosh Hashanah, but you don't come exceedingly early either. So the Maril writes as a custom that we don't daven and ma'ariv and Rosh Hashanah night until it's dark. So Maharaj is not that Rosh Hashanah also. So there's very little Yontif left. Very little Yontif left. What's that? Shvi'i Shel Pesach. You can make the suit early. Okay. Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Shvi'i Shel Pesach you can make early. That's the only Yontif left that nobody has attacked yet. Not yet. Maybe someone will attack it. No, I'm not sure. Maybe someone will attack that also. But Pesach writes that on the level of the Raisa, Pesach writes, you can't start to say it early because the after the Pesach. So what does that mean? What that means is that you can't get to the matzah early. So I'm not going to get to the matzah. It takes a long time until you get to the matzah. You have to say half tagad until you get to the matzah. So what's wrong with starting to say it early? And by the time you get the matzah, you'll be okay. So the problem is that the Mechilta says, Bavur Zeh, it says, Asa Hashem Livet Yetzim Mitzrayim, Begat Al Bincha Bavur Zeh, Bavur Zeh means, Beshash Yesh Matzah Mom Rachel Afanecha. The bits of secrets is Mitzrayim only takes effect at a time of Achilas Matzah. So I can't be Yetzim Magid, be Yadyon, since the din is that I can't eat the matzah mibi od yom because b'ev tachl matzahs, so too I can't be yet say sipit yes mitzray mibi od yom because it's not yet a time of magid. That's what Reb Chaim said. That's pshat in the mechilta. We say it in the Haggadah. Yochem yesh chodesh yochem mibi od yom. We have a havamina yochem mibi od yom. I would think that you can say the sipit yes mitzray mibi od yom. What kind of havamina is that? It's not Pesach yet. Yochel mibi od yom. So Yochel mibi od yom. So Reb Chaim, I might think that I can be mekabel Yom Tov early, in the same way I can make kiddush on a regular Shabbos in Yom Tov early, and I can be yotzei sud the Shabbos going to most Rishonim early. So Yochel mibi od yom. I might think I can be yotzei sipot Yisrael. Yochel mibi od yom. I can be mekabel Yom Tov early. Talmud Maim ba'avur zeh. That's what the Mechilta is quoting the pasuk that links the mitzvah of sipot Yisrael to the ba'avur zeh. Ba'avur zeh lo amar til v'shosh yesh matzim amrachem lefanecha. It has to be mamish b'shash yesh matzim amrachem lefanecha that you can't stop the sipitzis. So not only do you have to wait till it gets dark to have matzah, you have to wait till it gets dark to start maggot also. But there are other things I could do before. In most homes, from the beginning of the Seder until you get to maggot, it could be a half hour. Until you make kiddush, until urchot, until you pass around karpas, until you break the matzahs, until you find your kittel, until you find your pillow, and then it takes forever. It takes an hour and a half till people get started. So maybe I can make kiddush with be Yom Yom, and by the time I get to maggot, it'll be 20 minutes later, it'll already be Beshet Tavshach. So the Achronim, you can't do that either. Why can't you do that? For two reasons. First of all, because there's a din of Kiddush Macham Suda, that you have to make Kiddush at a time when it's Royal Akach to have the Suda. I can't start the Suda yet, because I'm not allowed to eat the Matzah yet. So since I can't have the Suda, that's called the lack of Kiddush Macham Suda. Another Achronim had a different reason, because the Kiddush on Pesach night is not just Kiddush. Kiddush on Pesach night is the first of the Dalakosis. The Dalakosis was a din mid Rabbanan. The Chazal instituted that you have to do on Pesach night. You can't have Dalakosis in the morning. You know, Yochum Yibi Yod Yom. You can't have Dalakosis Yibi Yod Yom. Just as Minat Torah, you can't eat the Matzah Yibi Yod Yom. And Minat Torah, you can't have the Sipur Yibi Yod Yom. So Minat Torah, you can't have the Dalakosis mid Rabbanan. You can't have the Kosis Yibi Yod Yom either. So if a guy is going to make Kiddush early, it's going to turn out that he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of the first of the Dalakosis properly. So he's missing one of the cases. Therefore, you're stuck. Therefore, you have to wait until it's dark until your mamash start. You can sing Kaddish Urchatz if you want. You can look for your kippah first. You can look for your pillow first. You can do all the preparations first. But you can't start mamash, the halachic part of the Seder, which begins with the Kiddush, which is the first of the Dalak Kaisis. You have to wait mamash until it's dark. So this is all included in this drasha of the Erev Tachl Matzahs. It's all derived from those two words in the Mishnah, Achetech Shach. State in the Mishnah, there are other Rishonim who disagree with Taisus. Taisus themselves say that there are some Rishonim who say that not only is it true on Pesach night that you can't eat Mibi Od Yom, but on every Friday night you can't eat Mibi Od Yom. Because the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos has to be on Shabbos Mamish. If you have Mekabel Shabbos early, it's not really Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Malacha, the Gemara says, but it's not really Shabbos. It's not astronomically Shabbos yet. So some places quote one opinion that this is not unique to Pesach. The first day in Taisus is this is unique to Pesach, special din of Ashitachshah. But according to the seventh day in Taisus, it's due by all Friday nights, all Yom Tov nights, you cannot be Yaitz in the Mitzvah Sayyim until it gets dark. How could you say such a thing? It says in the Gemara in Brachas, you can make Kiddush be Biyad Yom. It says explicitly that Rav Tzali b'Shabbos b'Rav Shabbos v'Omer of Kiddush Hayom. The Gemara tells a story that Rav used to daven Maariv early in front of Matt, like we do in the summertime, and he would make Kiddush. So what do you mean? He would make Kiddush. If you can make Kiddush, why can't you eat your Suda? So, you know, it could be, this is based on the Shittus around the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, when he describes the mitzvah of Kiddush on Friday night. There's a mitzvah deraisa to make Kiddush on Friday night. So the Pasuk says, Zochas Yom Shabbos L'Kacho. So the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Zochar is B'chmisaso. It's the Lashon HaGemara. You have to make Kiddush and Shabbos is going in. What does it mean, B'chmisaso? So the Rambam writes, B'chmisaso means as it already happened, or a Kodim K'misaso Ma'at, a little bit before Shabbos starts. That's called Zochas Yom Shabbos. So you see from the Rambam that the mitzvah of Kiddush is not, you don't have to make Kiddush on Shabbos. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, as Shabbos is entering. So entering is a little bit of a window. What's called entering? Entering means either before it entered or a little bit after it entered. That's all called Bichnisaso. The mitzvah is to recite Kiddush Bichnisaso. So according to the Rambam, when I make Kiddush with Yom Yom, a guy David's married early on Friday night in the summertime, and he makes Kiddush an hour before it gets dark. So that's a mitzvah deraisa of Zechrei of Bichnisaso, even though it's not really Shabbos yet. And Harai, it's not Shabbos. Taisus holds, you can't be Yotzei Suda yet. So you can have Kiddush, and then you can eat if you want, but you're not really Yotzei Suda. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, that at the end of the meal, you should take a piece of challah, because the challah they ate at the beginning of the meal maybe wasn't acceptable. So that's 2 days in Taisus. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that even though Me'ikra didn't we pass like the first day in Taisus, that regular Shabbos, or theoretically regular Yom, if you can eat be Be'al Yom, in deference to the other day in Taisus, you should try, this is no gift for the summertime, if a person is making an early Shabbos, should try to take a piece of chal at the end of the meal to one kezayis right before you bench, try to remember to fulfill the mitzvah according to the other opinion in Taisus as well. I always tell people that if they're not in their own home, so they should just tell the hostess that if they ask for another piece of challah, they're not asking because they're hungry. It's very embarrassing, very insulting. A person, you go to someone's house, they serve your whole meal, then right before bench, you get kind of another piece of challah. They say, feel that she didn't feed you properly. So explain, blame it on me, blame it on the second day in Taisus. Say that Mr. Brook, well, it's the second day in Taisus, you came to some shiur in our Pesach, and the rabbi told you this new chumrah, so it's my fault. Don't blame it on me. Okay, good. So again, so the Mishnah tells us, Erev Pesach HaMesamech HaMincha, so we spoke a little bit about L'Yochel Adam, we spoke about what the nature of that is, Achet Techshach, we spoke a little bit about that. And then the Mishnah says that, the end of the first Mishnah says that everybody has to have, I feel Am Yishev Yisrael, even the poor people have to have Yayin, have to have wine, because they have to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalakosis. Where did this mitzvah of Dalakosis come from? What kind of a mitzvah is this? So the Mishnah refers to it over here, and then the Gemara later on talks about all the details of the Dalek Kaisis. Who made up this mitzvah? Doesn't say in the Chumash. But the Pasha says Dalek Kaisis is only Midrabanan. The whole thing is only Techanis HaChamim. So the Rambam presents the mitzvah of Dalek Kaisis in a little bit of a different light, and it sounds like it's almost a Kiyum Derais according to the Rambam. The Rambam writes that on Pesach night, so we have multiple mitzvahs min HaTorah. We have a mitzvah, it was called Pesach, Mora, those mitzvahs don't have min HaTorah anymore. Mora, we have a Dikabonim. Matzah, we still have min HaTorah. Sipri, we still have min HaTorah. Then we have another din called Chayav Adam, Liris HaSatzvah Kili Yatzim Mitzrayim. But a person is obligated in Pesach night to view themselves as if they left Mitzrayim. That's a real din min HaTorah. That's a certain mindset you have to have. Chayav, you have to mamash make the Seder as meaningful as possible. And you mamash walk away with the feeling, oh, Shmai, mamash, I'm leaving Mitzrayim right now. The whole door by door. So the Rambam, when he quotes this din of Bechol Dovador, quotes it in two different ways. In one place, he quotes it like the Lashon that we have in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Pesachim has that Chiyah Bechol Dovador Chayav Adam Liros. So the Rambam quotes Chayav Adam Liros. But in another place, the Rambam quotes it Bechol Dovador Chayav Adam Maharos Asat Smoki Liyotz Mizraim. He adds a hey to the word. What's the difference grammatically between Liros and Maharos? They're very, very different words. Liros means I have to view myself. Maharos means I have to demonstrate to others. So it's clear from the Rambam that there are two different chiyuvim on Pesach night. There's a chiyuv to view yourself. I have to sit back, my eyes closed. Hini mucham zumun, you left Mitzrayim. And there's another chiyuv. That's not enough. Laharos, but then you have to show others that you really believe what you're thinking. How do you do that? So the Rambam writes that since there's a chiyuv, b'chol dovdor l'chayv al maharos, therefore tiknu chachamim two mitzvahs. Chazal Masaka in the mitzvah of Dalakosis, and Chazal Masaka in the mitzvah of Haseba, the mitzvah of leaning when certain parts of the Seder, the Masa, Dalakosis, etc. So it's clear from the Rambam that even though the details of Dalakaisis and Haseba are only Midrabban, it doesn't say in the Chumash to do Dalakaisis, it doesn't say in the Chumash to do Haseba, but the concept is a concept of the Raisa. Namely, you have to be Mar Atmo Ben Chayrin. You have to be certain demonstrations that create that aura, create that picture, that image of that you just became a Ben Chayrin. So each person can pick their own. So Min HaTorah, if you ask Meshe Rabbeinu, what do? Meshe Rabbeinu, how do I fulfill this bit of B'chol Dov Dov Chayv and Maharos? So Meshe Rabbeinu would say, whatever you want. Whatever you think is going to get the message across. You want to put on a skit? Put on a skit. You want to walk around carrying a sign that says, Ani Ben Chorin? Whatever you want. You have to do something to show others that you're a Ben Chorin. So Chazal didn't want it to be that everyone's running their own religion over here. One guy's putting on a play, and one guy's getting a skit, and one guy's doing a kuntz, and one guy's playing a game. Chazal wanted there should be a certain degree of uniformity in Klal Yisrael. If a person wants to do other things besides the mitzvahs, that you can do. But there should be a certain degree of, Klal Yisrael doing things that we're all pretty much on the same page. So Chazal instituted that we're all going to do things of demonstration of Derech Eretz the same way. What are we going to do? So Chazal, Baruch Kotsham, decided these are two very, very appropriate ways of demonstration of Eretz. One is the Shtiyas of Dalakaisis. This guy sits back and he has four toasts of wine. I don't usually do that. Probably shouldn't be doing that on a regular night. I pick up four cups of wine with a celebration, with a bracha. Well, that's Haras Hatzas of Ben Chayrin. The guy sits back with his feet up and his back, and he's relaxing and he's screwing the wine with his kittel. Yeah, that's Ha'in Chadar Chayrus. That's a Der Chayrus. So comes Chazal and said that as to fulfill this mitzvah Der Aisa, we're going to put it into a very, very specific manner. So this is like Moshe Mada B'daimah. Like the Torah says, you have to daven. So the Rambam understood, Allah of the B'chol of Avchem, there's a mitzvah to daven every day. You have to be Eved Hashem B'chol Lev every day of your life. What do you have to daven for? What's the text of davening? Where do you daven? How do you daven? When do you daven? The Torah doesn't say. Baruch Shalom gave us a certain degree of creativity and said that, okay, everyone should daven whenever you want, whatever you want, whatever you want to say, that's fine. So Chazal instituted that it was very hard for people. Not everyone was able to compose their own tefillah. So Chazal said, you know what? Everyone's going to daven the same thing. We'll all daven Shemoneh Esrei. We'll all daven at the same time. We'll all daven in the same place. We'll daven in the same nusach. We'll all daven pretty much. We're all going to do the same thing. Then, if a person wants to continue to daven on their own, if I just follow the Yom Tov, if it's stay Tehillim all day, you want to have bakashas, want to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because today it's a beautiful thing to talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We want there to be a certain degree of uniformity in Klal Yisrael. You have that by a lot of mitzvahs. By Birchas HaMazon. So the Torah doesn't give you exactly a text of Birchas HaMazon. Every person chooses their own text. So Chazal instituted the unique, the words that we have today. The first bracha in Ishmael, the second bracha in Dabashon, the third bracha. But Min HaTorah, the mitzvah was much more individualized. And then Midrabban and Chazal realized that it's not always working out that way. People aren't as talented to compose their own brachas. So we're going to help people along, and we're going to make a certain degree of uniformity. And then in addition, you want to thank the Gosham, you want to sing Zmiris, you want to sing songs, you want to thank Hashem Father. That's a beautiful thing. So when it comes to the Lel Hasei there, so different people, different families have different ways of demonstrating Derech Eretz. That's fine, there's nothing wrong with that, that's a nice idea. But Midrabban, you have to demonstrate it in the following two ways: by drinking Dalakaisis and by doing Yasei. But the details of Dalakaisis and Haseva are only Midrabanan. So Taisus in the beginning of Arba Pesachim quotes a Safek. Taisus writes, when we speak about being chayv in Dalakaisis, the Mishnah says, Afilu anish b'Yisrael liyach ash yishte Dalakaisis. So what? Who exactly is obligated to this mitzvah of Dalakaisis? So Taisus writes a possibility that maybe on Friday night, everyone has to hear Kiddush. So when we make Kiddush, one person gets up, makes Kiddush, and everybody else listens, and they answer Amen. But I'd say, not everybody has their own cup of wine. Not everybody drinks the Kiddush wine. It's a nice idea, to try to drink a little bit of the kosher bracha. But meek merdinya yaitzeh the mitzvah, even when you don't drink anything. So Taisus writes, maybe that's the same model in Pesach night. Maybe the Balabas gets up, and he makes Kiddush on the Seder. Everyone's listening. Nobody has their cup of wine in front of them. One guy makes Kiddush, everybody has his amen, and shen, and that's it. And the Balabas drinks. And then he gets the bracha of Asher Ge'olonu at the end of Magid. Once again, he has in mind to be invited to everybody. Everyone listens, answers up, and he drinks the wine. Benching, the same story, in the curse of Hallel, the same pisman. So Taisus writes, maybe that's what you should do. Maybe the same way you do it on regular Shabbos, regular Yom Tov night, maybe the Pesach is no different. Then at the end, Taisus writes, no, maybe not. Taisus writes that maybe it's more correct to do what we're familiar with. Everybody takes their own cup of wine. So Taisus is not sure back and forth. So we assume halacha, like Taisus' conclusion. The Minhag Yisrael is uniform Minhag Yisrael. Nobody does like Taisus thought to do. Even the Balatites themselves didn't do that way. Even the Balatites themselves write that way when they're the second way, but they're not really sure whether it's necessary. What exactly is the suffix? Why is Taisus not sure? And why do we assume that it is certain that you do have to have everyone have their own cup? There's a famous beer from the Briskerov. The Briskerov is Chiddush in the Rambam. So he explains that there's a fundamental difference between Kiddush and Friday night and Yontif night in contrast to Dalakosis. Kiddush on Friday night and Yontif night is basically a mitzvah's dibur. There's a mitzvah between the Kaddish and the Shabbos and the Yontif b'dvarim. But the Rabbanon, according to Moshe Shom, they instituted that the Kiddush has to be Dafka l'kosher yayin. But the mainstay of the mitzvah is the dibur. You have to say Devashevach the Kiddush is Hayyim. And then with the Rabbanon, you make it on a cup of wine. And once you made it a cup of wine, you have to drink the wine. You can't make it on the wine and not drink the wine. That doesn't look nice. So almost like a secondary, nevuch, you have to drink the wine because it's there. But that's not really what the point. The point of Friday Night Kiddush is not to drink wine. The point of Friday Night Kiddush is to say Kiddush on the coast. And then you know, secondary, you have to drink the wine. But the Dalek Kaisis is the exact opposite. But the Dalek Kaisis, the real punchline was to drink the wine. As the Rambam writes, behold, over there, Laharis is Atzmo, therefore you have to drink wine, Derechelis. So the real Techaris Chaman was to drink four cups of wine. Elohat. How a Chazal can institute the drinking of the wine? Actually, just all of a sudden, 8 o'clock at night, I'll drink one, 9 o'clock another, 10 o'clock another, 11 o'clock. So the Gemara says in Psachim that if we're already drinking kosos, and we already have certain mitzvahs of a dibur to do during the course of the night, it would make sense that to elevate those mitzvahs to do them on a kosher yayin. So there are four mitzvahs of a dibur that we do at Pesach night. One is Kiddush, one is Dagoda, one is benching, and one is Hallel. So therefore, Chazal said, anyway, we're drinking wine anyway, might as well stick those that drinking wine into the mitzvah salayah. The Rambam incorporate into the Seder as well. It says the Biskarav is coming from the opposite direction of Kiddush. Kiddush started out as a dibur, and then, by the way, secondary, tangentially, it's on wine. But Dalakaisas, it starts out as wine, and tangentially, it gets stuck to a mitzvah. So the Biskarav writes, I can be mote to you in a mitzvah of a dibur. I can be mote to you in Kiddush. I can be mote to you in Hallel. I can be mote to you in Sipur. I can be mote to you in Benjamin. But I can't be mote to you in Derech Eros. How is my drinking making Derech Eros for you? So since Dalek Kaisas, the whole goal of Dalek Kaisas is to be Derech Eros, how could you have Derech Eros if it's not Derech Eros? So the men need Derech Eros, and the women need Derech Eros, and the kids, everyone needs Derech Eros. Everyone has to drink the wine. So you can't say Shemek Ha'ayin and Dalek Kaisas. That would defeat the entire purpose. So that's how we pass in halacha, like this beer. The Dalek Kaisas is very, very different from the rest of the year. The first night, the first coast has a combination of both. The first coast is both Kiddush, like any other yontif, but it's also Dalek Kaisas. Therefore, we insist that the first coast has to be Balayla, like I said before, and the first coast has to be everybody drinks their own wine. It doesn't mean everyone has to say Kiddush. One, the Balabas can say the words of Kiddush, everyone answers Amen, but everyone has to drink their wine. That's what most people practice. Those who make their own Kiddush also. But in terms of the Ikra Din is that we follow Shittas HaTosfos, the end of Tosfos. One person makes the Kiddush and everybody answers Amen, and then everybody sits down and drinks their own wine, Derech HaSeiva. Whether the women do HaSeiva or not, that's a different story. That's a whole another sugi about that. But at least the men do the Shittas HaTosfos with the Derech HaSeiva. Okay. I thought we just a couple of minutes over this little different chizuk. Say a little bit of different chizuk.